Texans Extra Point, brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
You know, what can you say? I mean, it's got to be one of the best of all time.
Hello, Brian. Talking about the very best, J.J. Watt. We welcome you back to Texans Extra Points here with John Harris, Mark Vandermeer. We've talked all season long about the greatness that is J.J. Watt, so we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to talk about what help he might need and how much help he does need and where. Let's start there. Where does J.J. Watt need help?
He needs other tight ends to catch more touchdown passes. How about that? You know, it's so hard to come up with this stuff, but you know, we mentioned it as the season progressed. Jared Crick, how he was starting to shine, the batted balls, the sacks. Whitney Merciless, what he was able to do at outside linebacker, even though he was projected to be coming off the sideline a lot with Clowney, you know, a would-be player for this squad. So I think when you look at the pass rush as a whole, I think collectively they can get better. You know, Watt is Watt, and everybody was starting to up their game as the season wore on, but you got to see that from the get-go next year, because I'm not going to say they're going to be the hunted next year, but you're 9-7. You're a winning team going into the campaign next year, and I think the expectation level will be much higher.
Yeah, he brought up two names in Crick and in Merciless. They're still relatively young players that they still can relatively get a little bit better, right?
Yeah, I think Jared Crick made a ton of progress in 2014. I thought he was fabulous as the year wore on. I think a lot of it had to do with the addition of Big Grease, Ryan Pickett. Yeah. I think he opened up the opportunities for those other guys because he closed up the middle. I thought Jared Crick had a solid year. I think Whitney took some steps. I think Brooks Reed, I think Brooks is who he is, and that is he's not going to be a double-digit sack guy, but he's going to be a guy that can play the run well. He can get to the quarterback and be disruptive at times. I think the one thing this organization really that I can think of, Mark, has never had is a true speed edge rusher. Just completely get it off the edge. A guy like Shane Ray from Missouri, who's a junior eligible, that has just unreal burst. They can just get off the ball and beat a tackle with his speed and his quickness. They've never had that. Now, Clowney is the closest, but even he's not at that level. I can't think of a guy that they've ever had that's just had speed that concerns other teams. That I wouldn't be surprised to see them add to try and get that rusher off the edge on the other side of J.J.
Yeah, is another pass rusher the main thing that helps him out? Or is it maybe in the back end, some ball-hawking safeties or a better cover corner?
They got so much out of this group, though. When you look at all the takeaways they got, yeah, the records they set and everything, you know, when you talk about helping Watt, you also talk about, you know, who's back, who's not. You know, Brooks Reed, his status going into next year, and, you know, will he be back or not? You know, there are a lot of other players that would factor into that in the secondary as well. So, you know, we don't really know what the roster is going to look like yet, but I just think collectively pass rush improvement, guys, other than number 99, can up their game, continue to do that, and that's going to help the whole cause next year. You cannot count on getting that many takeaways next year.
No, yeah, you can't. You had 32, and the year before that you had 11. Let's take a step back from everything. Look at the team, the roster as a whole. The draft is 4 months away, and we're going to hammer you throughout the next 4 months for your opinions. We're not going to get too far in depth tonight, but broadly speaking, without the benefit of knowing what's here, what's not in free agency, where do you see the Texans' position group going?
Well, from a draft standpoint, free agency before that, you never know what's going to happen. But I think a couple areas. Number one, it has to do with speed. Number one is speed off the edge, rushing the quarterback. I think number two, speed and quickness out of the slot. I think DeMarcus Johnson did a nice job, but didn't catch the ball as consistently as you'd want him to. I could see them looking at a game-changing receiver that might be able to help them in the return game. Keyshawn Martin catches everything. Bill O'Brien talked about that a million times with us. He catches everything on the punt, but didn't give him much in the receiving game. And the way that they talked about Devere Posey, inside receiver, outside receiver, the fact that Devere they didn't think could be an inside receiver, I think that's a spot that they would definitely look at. And depending on how things shake out in the secondary, you might want to look at someplace in the secondary, because I think that's probably where you've got maybe the most question marks of who comes back.
Well, yeah, if Kareem's not back, you're probably looking corner first round. I mean, you have to at least consider that. What about safety? You know, Kendrick Lewis, one-year deal or whatever. I'm not sure if he's back. I'm going to say inside linebacker, too. You know, Brian Cushing, I think next year will be a lot better, feel a lot better physically than he did this year. He didn't say he felt bad, but, you know, he just didn't look quite as good as he did before the second injury. So we'll we'll see how that plays out. Maybe they look at inside linebacker. And what about tackle? Derek Newton, slated to be a free agent. You know they like him. Bill O'Brien mentioned him after the season was over. If they're unable to get him, or even if they are, what about swing tackle? Is Claybo coming back in that role, or are you going to look to fortify with a younger guy? Those are all things you have to consider.
You know, something that you just brought up that makes me very excited about next year is the idea or the thought or the chance that Brian Cushing improves quite a bit. Because think about it, this is the first offseason he's had since the winter of 2012 where he's not rehabbing a knee injury.
Yeah,
he was just coming back last year.
He can lift those huge tires right away now. You know, those gigantic tractor tires, pick them up and do the ropes. And, I mean, he can do that from day one this offseason.
But think about it, we didn't get to see him all that much in May and June. And you know, then he pops up in August and he's kind of having to learn. Some people have closed the book on him, and I am not one of them.
You do that at your peril if you're the AFC South.
I think he can still contribute and be a leader as he was.
How many people closed the book on Kareem Jackson in 2010? How many people closed the book on Derek Newton after 2013? Those two guys had tremendous years.
What about Arian Foster going into this year? Who would have thunk it that he would have that kind of campaign? Pro Bowl.
I did. We talked about it on this show. I talked about Arian Foster having that type of year. Now, I did think he'd be more in the receiving game. But that said, Derek Newton, to me, Derek Newton, Kareem Jackson, I'd love to bring those two guys back. Need to bring them back. Kendrick Lewis, I think, is a guy that doesn't get enough credit for what he's done.
Definitely. Yeah. And you said 125 catches this year for Marion Fox. No, he didn't. But he said he's going to catch the ball a lot. All right, we've got to get to some more stuff in Texans Extra Points when we return. And we're also going to schedule a little bit of schedule chatter. Don't go anywhere. We're having a lot of fun. This is Texans Extra Points.